episode of the Fox and the Clown podcast. This is basically our victory lap because we've already recorded however many episodes of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
We already recorded 12 episodes. See, I don't want this. I don't want this in my space, man.
We gotta make it so that both of us can talk.
Yeah, this is good. So yeah, we've already recorded all those episodes of the Fox and Clown podcast. This is our 13th episode of the year, but we're not releasing our 10th episode until after the new year ends.
Yeah, that 10th episode was, I believe we said what happened on the last episode that we recorded earlier today.
Yeah, literally a couple hours ago, we recorded one. But, you know, now we just get to celebrate the podcast and do one more episode where we talk about our New Year's resolutions. What went right, what didn't, and what we can do in the new year. So I'm going to pull up an image of my last year's resolutions. I don't know if you have one on hand.
An image of my resolutions?
Or just a list of them, if you have them written down.
I think somewhere. I remember them. I only had two.
Okay.
And I failed both of them.
Oh, goddamn, bro. Okay, so here were my goals for 2023. One was get a damn passport. And So technically I haven't done it because I don't have my passport. But before I left San Diego, I put in my application for it at the passport office at UCSD. And so I should be getting it in the mail. So I'm going to tick that off as yes, I did that over 2023. I applied for my passport.
I had two resolutions. One was to get 1,000 followers on Instagram. The other was to, I think it was to, like, re-release my comic. Sky, get the fuck out of here.
Sky, for those who don't know, Sky's Dombey's dog. We were eating in here, so Sky is very keen on that food, but that's not her fault. She's a China Garden fiend. She loves her some CG.
Some fucking egg rolls.
Yeah, she's a big egg roll believer. But yeah, you want to hit 1,000 followers, and you wanted to release your comic?
I wanted to re-release an edited version.
Oh, she's breaking through the damn shackles, man.
I wanted to re-release, like a, superior version of my comic that I submitted to a competition, because they gave me, like, the people who read it were capable of leaving feedback, and I looked at some of the feedback, and I was gonna go back and, add or adjust based on their opinions and my opinions.
And so, what was your progress on those? Because just because you didn't hit your goals doesn't mean those goals are over. You can roll those goals over, and now you already have progress on them in the next year, right?
Well, most of my efforts went to re-releasing the comic, and I made. I think some good progress in terms of, like, the story and, like, how to go forward from there. But then there was this, the fuck is that noise? Anyways, there was work, some doctor's visits that I had to, basically everything, that was distracting. But the main thing was I decided to abandon it entirely because Viz put out a little thing saying that, like, independent creators could start submitting their series or one-shots to them so that they could start publishing smaller creators. So I started working on that for, like, the last 3 to 4 months of the year. So that's what I've been working on, what I'm currently working on right now.
Have you thought of incorporating your two goals together? Like,
I have, but I don't know. I didn't really put any effort into doing that.
Because you could do a thing, for example, if you wanted to roll these goals over, be like, you're just going to, you know, make progress like you are right now on your re-releasing the comic as a one-shot to Viz. But you could do a thing where, like, each...
Well, I abandoned re-releasing that comic in favor of working on a new one-shot.
Okay. Because you could take that one-shot there, and each, like, every 2 weeks when you make some good progress, or every month when you make some good progress, you could do a post and say, like, each, like, every so often I'll make a post on it.
I think I will do that, but I want to make sure, like, I'm doing actual pages instead of just, like, sketches. So it doesn't look like I'm just posting sketches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, something I thought about.
Nice, yeah.
I just don't like uploading or posting to social media because it doesn't feel fulfilling. Well, like, I would rather just achieve something on my own and then, like, appreciate my own stuff.
Well, if you don't like it, why make it part of your goals?
It's important for artists to have, like, a good social media for promotion and stuff.
Okay.
Sell your stuff to people online. But, yeah.
So you gotta do the dirty to get the...
You gotta fucking appease the zombies, as Coffee Comics would say.
You gotta... Here's what someone told me one time. You gotta jerk off the lads to get to the prize, right?
What's the prize?
That's ambiguous. It could be anything.
Why you gotta jerk them off?
Because that's what he said, man.
It has nothing to do with jerking them off.
He kept telling me, if you want to get to the prize, you gotta jerk off the lads. And he kept kind of, like... Getting closer and closer to me. Is the prize
a fucking...
I think he wanted
sexual misconduct sentence?
No, I think he wanted to, like... Here's what I think. I think he wanted to let me know that if I wanted to jerk him off, that was totally fine with him, even though I did not, obviously.
Was this like your teacher?
No.
Trying to elicit a deed from you?
This was this guy, Hector.
Who the fuck?
You don't want to know who this guy was, man. Anyway,
sounds like a rock climber.
Nah, he was doing something. He had a real dark vision.
What did you say?
I said he had a real dark vision of just life in general.
Oh, okay.
But what I'll say is this:
I thought you said he had a real dark skin tone.
No, man.
Okay.
But here's what I'll say: I did have a few more goals that I just wanted to get through here. So I'll read them off. So that passport was one. One was stay fit. I think I did a good job of staying fit, relatively speaking, at least.
I actually lost, like, a little over fucking, wait. I think when I initially went to get my colonoscopy and my endoscopy from last year, I think I weighed like 180 something, and I've dropped down, after changing my diet, to like 169.
Yeah, so. You were saying 169, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Not bad.
So that's good. That's solid. And that's weight you can take to the damn bank. That's what you can say, hey, I lost this weight for good. And you look better, too, which is nice.
So I'm going to give you a live update. Alex just sent me this message saying, this is Tyler.
Yeah, that is Tyler.
Interracial dating.
So here, I'm not done with my damn goals,
sorry,
right?
Sorry.
Before you get sidetracked by these fucking racial memes. Racially charged memes, alright? We don't do that over here. Not typically, at least.
Sure.
And so, what I have also here is climb consistently, which I did do. I did climb consistently, but I ended up getting injured a lot as well. This was my year of injuries. So I think that partially stemmed from the fact that I was climbing so damn much.
This is most certainly your fucking year of injuries, just based off of a few hours ago.
Yeah. For those who don't know, we went to the skate park a few hours ago, and I fucking fell on my knee once, and I fell on my face once. I didn't scrape myself, because it was more like my face just made contact with the ground, but yeah, not great falls there. But I hit both. So far, I've hit those goals. I wanted to do a 180 on skis, which I was able to do. I wanted to practice more French, which I did not do even in the slightest. I wanted to complete Eclipse 8 on all characters in Risk of Rain 2, which I did end up completing.
Did you do it on the Heretic?
No, did not do it on the Heretic, but the Heretic is a secret character.
True.
So I don't count the Heretic. So one was do 12 podcasts, which now will be done. I mean, it's already done.
This is the 12th podcast.
This is technically the 13th, but yeah, we'll call it the 12th because for the listeners, it'll be the 12th. One was be more open. I feel like I was a fair bit more open this year.
What do you mean by open?
Open, more vulnerable, more willing to tell people my problems, more willing to kind of get out there.
Okay.
Kind of open myself up. I like to be open. I like to real open up, if you know what I mean.
Like, I've kind of been working on a similar thing. I've just been like wearing what I want to wear and listening to what I want to listen to. Like at work, I'll listen to like that podcast we were listening to.
Yeah.
I'll have it blaring out loud and people will be walking around. Be like, what the fuck is this guy listening to?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. I've had that skill since my undergrad, I would say, for the most part at least. And I learned that from Daniel, actually.
He's like a pre-built Chad.
Here's the thing about Daniel. Like, at the gym, like, we were on this workout program, Athenex, like, fucking, you know, workout programming for shit. And so, sometimes the guy, Jeff, would have us do some, like, most of the workouts were really good, really, really hard, good workouts. Sometimes, though, he would throw in an exercise that would just be fucking weird, right? It would be like a...
Like jacking him off?
No, it wouldn't be jacking him off, but it would be like hip thrusts from a bench with like...
Hip thrusts?
Yeah, I mean, but not with weights like you typically see people do, but just with elevation.
Okay.
Just with elevation. So like kind of your own mechanical leverage weight added on. And sometimes with weight added on too. But
what were you thrusting?
Just our hips. We would just thrust our hips in the air.
Okay.
And in the gym. Sometimes we would do some weird activities in the gym.
What was your gym coach's name? Hector, I think is what
his name. No, not Hector, man. Daniel. But
Daniel was your coach?
No, he wasn't my coach, but we would just coach each other, basically. Okay. Like, we would tell each other if we were doing... I mean, we were both... That's the good thing about the gym. We were both fairly knowledgeable, so we could call each other out on each other's bullshit whenever we were kind of half-assing things or not getting the form quite right. But, where was I even going with this? Oh, yeah, Daniel, he would also just go up to girls, no balls, like, no fucks given, basically. All the balls, no fucks given. And just, like, start talking to him. And I always thought that was like, oh, man, this guy. Like, I never really wanted to do that. Because for me, the gym has always been a... Here's the thing about me that the viewers know. I'm a very Japanese guy. So my version of the gym is like, I go in. That is time that I've devoted to increasing myself. You know, building my body, so to speak, as a temple, as a building. It's an actual building. And so I always was so self-centered, so focused on myself and Daniel while I was at the gym. You know, laser focused. Like, there could be a girl, biggest fucking ass and titties you ever seen. I would be laser focused on Daniel the whole time, checking his hip thrusts.
Okay.
No.
You're checking his hip thrusts.
Because if we're not holding each other accountable for our exercises, how are we going to grow at the gym? That's the whole purpose of going to the gym. Right, so my eyes were focused on Daniel when he was doing hip thrusts. Daniel when he was doing pull-ups.
Time devoted for admiring another person's physique?
No, not typically. Not typically, no. I mean, sometimes me and Daniel would get looks from other people, but I paid them no mind.
Or each other, even.
I mean, in the most technical sense, yes. In the most technical sense, where I would look at him for a long time. I would look at him with a lot of precision. Doing
thrusts.
Well, during everything, not just thrusts. During all the exercises, during pushes, during thrust, during bench, during incline stuff, doing squats.
Pre-jacking.
No, not typically pre-jacking.
You know, pre-jacking in the gym?
Nah. I mean, pre-workout, potentially. Pre-jacking, I don't know. I don't know if that helps your performance. But here's what I'll say about the gym. I was in there so focused, I didn't typically pay any mind to the men or women in there who may have distracted others. However, Daniel was always going up to the ladies, always trying to talk with them, but he didn't give a fuck. So from watching him do that, I learned I should not care what anyone else thinks that I'm doing at all. I just got to be doing me.
Okay.
But that was a long tangent about that. So I agree with you. That's good that you started doing that, because that's a young Danielism that I picked up.
Danielism.
Okay, be more open. Clean more. I was doing well at cleaning more at the beginning of the year. At the end of the year, I will say I fell off. I'm going to put this on my New Year's resolutions as well, just to remind myself. But yeah. And then national parks as well. I went to 4 national parks this year, which was very good. I hit the 4 I wanted to hit, and that was a good goal. So I would say I was largely successful in doing a lot of the stuff I wanted to do this year. However, that doesn't mean that I'm totally satisfied. There's a lot more that I would like to accomplish. And so that leads us into our next year's resolutions, if you have any off the top of your dome.
I mean, first one that comes to mind, want to accumulate wealth, more money.
Okay.
Mostly because I have some medical stuff coming up that is going to make it somewhat challenging at the beginning of the year to save money. I would like to finally get above 40K in my bank account, 45K in my bank account, somewhere in there.
That's a lot of money.
I think it's achievable. If I just, if I channel you and I just eat ramen or something every day.
I mean, you can even go to the grocery store all the time, but as long as you eat less fast food. Do you have any of that in investments?
Not really.
I would talk to Alex and see, because 20K is more than a few paychecks. Like, you can live pretty good off 20K for a little bit, even if you couldn't work for a while, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I would almost ask Alex if you can get his advice, or I can even sit down and talk with you a little bit as well, even though I don't know as much. I could still probably talk with you a bit about putting some of that money in, like, some stocks, like, I don't know, some mutual fund like the S&P 500, or...
I don't think Alex is, like, allowed to do that.
He can't give actual financial advice, but he can just tell you what he does and why he likes to do it, and see if you want to do something similar. But I feel like once you have around that much money, you typically want to put that in something like 10-20K that you have in something like that, so that it can grow over time instead of depreciating
over time.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. But other than that, that's kind of like my passive resolution, something to work on that doesn't really require effort outside of my normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is to just finish what I'm working on with my one shot and pitch it to Viz. It'd be cool to like have something like published by Viz, because they did One Piece as well, and like Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are my two main ones. Anything else is just kind of like I just want to get better at it.
Okay. It's not bad. I mean, everyone has different strategies for resolutions. You know, some people just make one resolution. Some people make a few. Some people make a lot. I'm the a lot type of guy. I like to make a lot of resolutions. My first goal is the same as yours, is to save more money. I said save 20% of my paycheck at least every month. That way I can, after my PhD is done, I'm going to be job searching. So I definitely want to have a few months in the tank that I can, you know, I can use if needed to search for a job. I also have on here, finish my PhD. I mean, it's been 4 full years now, coming up on 5, already 5. Actually, a little bit into 5. I want to finish my PhD. I don't want to be in school anymore. I want to get this damn degree and start working, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be in school my whole damn life. Even though I haven't really been in school for the last 3 years, because I've just been doing research. Still, I want to get out of the fucking academia system. I've really grown a bit jaded over the years about the academia system.
Why is that?
Because I feel like they just work you like a dog. They don't fucking care about you. And basically, it's just like people go in there because they want to make science better. And they abuse that. You know, they're like, oh, this guy clearly just wants to work for his own virtues. And because he wants to get this PhD. So we're going to give you shit pay for 5 years, work you like a damn slave, and then, you know, like, make you care about, or make you, try to make you care about this system that we've prisoned you into. You know, the people who become professors, I admire them, because you slave away for 5 years, you literally get treated like a damn animal. All right.
You admire these people.
I admire the people who become professors because after going through that experience, they still want to feed back into the system that has punished them.
Do you admire them or do you respect them?
I just am in awe of them. Okay. I don't really respect them at all necessarily. Unless they're doing it for the virtue of just research, like cancer research, or just for the virtue of doing incredible research that will help improve lives. If they're doing it just to say they're a professor, I mean, that's not really any more respectable than just having any other job, you know? But the fact that they can do that and come out of that system not jaded is something else to me. I don't like that. I don't like that whole dynamic there of school. I've come full circle. At first, I did the whole thing where I went through undergrad. I was happy. And then I was like, I'm so done with undergrad. Now I want to be a grad student because I get to do actual research. And now I'm in the full circle where I'm like, fuck grad school. Fuck all of the universities in the US, actually. Because they make undergrad students pay a fortune for school. It's free in other countries, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's in Europe, they pay like $500 to go to school, man. It's like, here you pay fucking $20,000 just to get a degree. I mean, sure, you get higher paying jobs after, but it's like, I don't know. This monetary gateway into knowledge is so fucked up.
How did that happen?
It happened because you commercialize it, right? You make it you make it so it's like
these
universities are bloated pedophiles. As fuck. Well, okay, these are the bastards. No one said anything about these pedophiles. These
are the
bastards, right?
That are going to be doxxed when the fucking Jeffrey Epstein list comes out.
Like, I mean, no one said anything about pedophiles, right? I'm just saying, I'm putting the whole system on trial because I'm not a huge believer. I mean, I still think that if you want to work in engineering, if you want to work in a technical field in America, you definitely should get an undergraduate degree because it's hard to enter those fields without that undergrad degree. But it comes with a cost. It comes with the cost. Look at me. I've given them half my 20s. Over half my 20s I've given them. And it's all in the damn books and in the damn papers. All right. Next is my turn. Okay. Now, don't play this at the court trial, all right? Where I'm looking to set fire to some universities or something. No, I wouldn't do that. All right, number 3. Sorry, I'm taking very long with my list. One is make a game. I want to make a video game. No matter how shitty it is, no matter how little it is, I just want to try making a game to see how it is, just because it seems like it'd be a fun experience, right?
It does sound fun, and we'll probably be working with other people.
True.
As well.
True. I mean, it might even be a group project, the likes of which we've never seen.
Yeah, because Tavoy mentioned he wanted to help.
Yep. Tavoy mentioned he wanted to help. I mean, you threw in your hat a little bit as well, with no guarantees.
Just like for the art stuff.
Yeah. Which I think would be cool. I don't want to take your time away from all the stuff you've also got going on, from your own goals.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would still fully want your help, of course, but only if you had the time for it. So yeah, that's one of my goals. Fourth goal, journal at least once a week. I want to get in that journaling game.
Right? Why?
Just because I'm a reflective person. I love looking back on things. I like knowing things. I like having a record, kind of things that I like, of things that I've done as well. And so I think doing a journal would allow me to get some of those thoughts out there, get some of those thoughts out there, and allow me to look back a little bit on how this year has been, right?
I guess I'm not really a reflective person. I mostly just like, I'll have some thoughts, and then that'll be the end of it. I don't really write them down and like try to analyze them.
I love analyzing my own
like
thoughts.
I don't care about like, oh, why do I think this about this? To me, it's just more of like I don't know. Because I don't analyze them.
There you go. He doesn't know. It checks out. But I love looking back on things that I've done in the past year and thinking about I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this, but like, all we have as people is like who we choose to be every day, right? That's all we are as people. It sounds stupid. It sounds like, of course, you're saying such a stupid thing. Of course we are who we choose to be. But like, if you choose to be an asshole every day, then you're an asshole, you know? Or if you choose to be the type of person who is kind to people, and you choose to be the type of person who works hard, at least like 4 out of 5 or 3 out of 5 of the days of the week, then you're a kind, hardworking person, right? And so I think reflecting on yourself and reflecting how you've been, for example, in the last years or in the last weeks or in the last months is super important, because I feel like you lose track of who you are kind of frequently if you don't look back upon it, right? I feel like it's easy to lose yourself in all the stuff that you do, that you forget to think about who you are. And so I want to keep doing that. It's more of a reminder for me, because I already kind of think about it, just involuntarily, but I would just like to have a written record of that.
Huh.
So yeah, that's one thing. Journal more. And also just to know what I was doing throughout the year. You know, if I was climbing this week, or if I was surfing this week, or if I was... You know, like I got fucking E. coli or some shit, and I was pooping my brains out, if that's what E. coli even does to you. Anyway.
Think so.
Number 5, stay fit. That's always going to be on there, because I do care about fitness and being healthy. 6 is climb healthy, not climb consistently.
What is this? What is this app that you're looking at?
This is just my notes app on my phone.
So you've typed these down in your notes app.
You have to. I'm a firm believer... And I'm going to write these down in my notebook once I get back to San Diego. I'm a firm believer in you have to write down your goals.
You do. I believe in that as well.
To make them concrete in your mind. Because then you can look at them.
It helps for sure.
Then one is climb healthy. Last year it was climb consistently, and it became the year of injuries. But I did do the goal of climbing consistently, you know?
Okay.
This year my goal is just to climb healthy. And hopefully that will make it so I'm enjoying myself and I can climb more often, right? That's one goal I adapted to because I learned of it. 7 is check every month to see if I'm doing my old resolutions. So now that I have 2 years of these damn resolutions, I'm going to go back and check the logs to see if I've been keeping up with my old resolutions. Because the goal is not to make these resolutions to shape who I am just this year. You know, it's to build upon them. And then 8 is to be more on time. I want to be more that timely individual, you know? Because I feel like...
Well, you're not nearly as bad as, like, certain people that we know.
Why'd you put your lips together at that? Like, you were about to say that... You were about to say something.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Anyway, I just want to be more on time because I feel like being too late all the time
isn't... Are you really that late all the time?
I'm not that late all the time. I would just like to be on time. You know, I want to be that on-time Anderson.
Define on-time.
Means if someone says, hey, we're having dinner at 7, then you show up at 7 for dinner. You're like, hey, I'm here. That's basically it. Or a little before, but just not like 7:10. You're like, oh, let me catch up to you guys. You guys are already seated. You already found the table. Yeah. Thanks. You know? Or be the guy who's like, yeah, I can be there at 8, knowing damn well you have a thing that finishes at 8 and you still need to drive over there and you know you're not going to find
that at 8. Now that is just Mizuki. I'm sorry, I had to say it. That's just Mizuki.
He couldn't resist. I got him. I got him to say it. All right. But yeah, that's another thing. I don't want to be the late guy. I feel like it's not a good look and I don't like it when I'm late. I feel bad when I'm late. I know I make other people feel bad when I'm late. So I want to make a conscious effort to be like, hey, I'm not going to be fucking late anymore. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to try at least. I'm going to put my best foot forward. If it happens, sometimes it happens. That's life. But I'm going to at least make a conscious attempt not to be fucking late.
Well, is that all your resolutions?
Yep. Those are all my resolutions.
What else do we want to talk about? Because I have...
You said chicken sandwich on there. What is that all about?
Well... So, do you remember the craze? Like, I think it was like a year or two ago. People were popping off about the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like I've been... gaslit into thinking that sandwich is actually as good as everyone was claiming it to be.
Okay.
It's not that good.
So you tried it recently?
I did. I went up to Greenville, and on my way back, I saw Popeye's was in the area, and I had never tried it before. And I was like, you know what? I don't even like mayo. It's got like a mayo, spicy mayo sauce on it. Let me try this thing anyways. Just to, you know, see what all the hype is about.
Okay.
And I can confirm that people were just hyping this up to get one over on Chick-fil-A and their anti-gay tendencies.
Here's the thing. How about this? You ever think of this? Do you think when they came out with the sandwich, do you think it was better than it is now?
I don't know.
Because when they launch that shit, they're going to make sure it's all juicy and nice to compete with Chick-fil-A.
This one, I mean, it was a good sandwich.
Okay.
It's just not better than the spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Okay. Interesting. I've never had the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
It's good. And I don't even like the mayo. Like, I don't like mayo like that. But the sauce was fine. The sauce was like, had the perfect amount of spice to it. I'll give it that.
Okay.
But I feel like the Chick-fil-A sandwich just has so much more flavor to it.
That Chick-fil-A definitely, I've been squirted on by a Chick-fil-A sandwich before.
Really?
When you bite into that shit, it's so juicy, it squirts on your chin. And the hot oil spills down and you're like, ah!
See, I agree. I agree with that. Kieran was trying to tell me that Chick-fil-A has the driest chicken sandwiches.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Maybe they do it different in California because all the Chick-fil-A sandwiches I've had, they got the juiciest of chicken breasts. You know?
I don't understand. I don't know why. Because from my perspective, it seemed like this shit, like, completely outclassed the Chick-fil-A. Just because, like, the sheer amount of people hyping it up, you know, you would see people, like, lined outside of Popeyes, like, during COVID just to get a fucking chicken sandwich.
Here's the thing, though. You can't believe any fast food hype ever. Fast food hype is, to me, personally...
I'm invested in the fast food wars.
To me, personally, it's the most overhyped corporate, like, fucking brainwashing that people just no questions asked accept, you know? Because, like, people will do the Chick-fil-A fucking Popeyes war. You know, they'll line up for 5 hours for Popeyes to get a fucking chicken sandwich, all right? You've seen the lines that they had recently for Cosmic's, the new McDonald's cafe.
That's out?
That's out. People lined up 4 hours. People camped overnight for a fucking McDonald's coffee.
No. What's right? even there?
Just coffee, drinks, boba. Like, it's just like a drinks place.
They don't have, like, any of the breakfast items?
No, they have, like, snacks and stuff.
What kind of snacks do they have?
They have, like, snacks and shit. They don't have...
Like brownies?
Yeah.
So it's just a Starbucks?
Yeah, basically just like a coffee shop.
Goddamn.
But, like, people line up for that. There was one time a Raising Cane's opened up in Utah. Motherfuckers, the line there, like, an hour long when it first opened
Raising
up.
Like, Raising Cane's.
2 hours long. I'm like...
Raising Cane's.
The fucking fast food, like, bro, just, like, calm yourself. Have you ever followed a recipe and cooked at home? That shit is better than most of the shit you can get at any fast food chain whatsoever, bro. You follow the simplest butter chicken recipe at home, you can make yourself a damn, like, 4-star meal at home. Compare that to the fucking cold-ass chicken sandwich you get waiting in line 4 hours. Like, that just pisses me off. Motherfuckers, don't eat fast food, all right? Don't eat fast food. It's a commercialist scam, bro. It's a fucking...
I will say...
It's a fucking,
capitalist... I will say I cannot follow recipes.
It's a fucking capitalist scheme, and everyone loves it. They're like, oh, I can't wait to go to this new fast food restaurant that opened in my town. It's like, bro, have you heard of local business? Have you heard of cooking at home? Go, like, make yourself a damn sandwich or something.
What is this place called? Cosmic's?
Cosmic's is what it's called.
Please spell that.
Like, COSMCS. Cosmic's. Anyway, that's my rant about fast food. I mean, look, fast food has a time and a place. I'm not shitting on all fast food. I'm shitting on the people who will wait 5 hours in line for fast food. Do not. That's not how you want to spend your life. No, that's not living.
Don't even. If you're getting into a line knowingly, like, and you're knowingly gonna wait 5 minutes, it's a waste of time.
Like, for me, I'm the type of guy who's like, if I'm at a sit down restaurant, sure, I might.
Be like, Five Guys is fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. That's okay. You can wait in line for a few places. I'm saying this, don't fucking wait. Anyway, maybe I'm going too hard on the fast food people. Some people also, I'm not into that lifestyle. Some people just eat fast food too. You know? Some people don't eat regular home-cooked meals. Some people don't eat at local restaurants. Some people just eat fast food. And to those people, I say,
fuck you.
Good luck. Good luck. Because you had your chance. All right? And you fucking squandered it. Alright? That's what I'll say. Anyway, I'm going in way too hard on these people. I'm sorry if you are one of those people. I don't mean to actually...
No, you're not.
I'm not really that sorry, but I'm going to say this for the optics, alright? I'm sorry if you're one of those people who only eats fast food. I will say good luck with the heart disease in like 40 years and the... Anyway.
Is there a...
I actually feel kind of bad after that rant.
Yeah. What the fuck? I do feel kind of bad. Okay, well, I mean, that's on record.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll edit that part out. Okay, anyway. So you're looking for Cosmic's,
right? I'm looking for... Is there one near us?
No, man. They don't have one near us. They open, like, only a few locations because they're still, like, piloting it, I think.
Bro, I have a package coming. It still hasn't been delivered.
No, they're just getting delivered tomorrow for sure, bro.
The fuck? It said today by 9 p.m., though.
Yeah, but those Amazon drivers aren't out that late, especially not on New Year's Eve, man. Fucking
fat fucks.
Hey, man, they probably had a busy day.
Street-eating bastards.
No, man, they had a busy day. The holidays are the hardest on those Amazon drivers, man. Put some respect on the Amazon drivers' names, all right? I won't stay for this slander. Anyways, last podcast of the year. Thanks, everybody, for listening to all of our episodes. You did listen to all of our episodes, right? I hope so. Anyway, that's a year's wrap for me. Did you feel like you had a thumbs up year or a thumbs down year or a neutral year?
I had, honestly, mostly a thumbs down year. Mostly thumbs down.
You did have a lot of health complications this year.
I did.
I mean, that's okay to have a thumbs down year as long as you follow it with a thumbs up year, you know?
We'll see how that goes.
I'm hoping it's a thumbs up year for you. I mean, me, I feel like I had a largely thumbs up year. Largely thumbs up year. I mean, if I don't graduate with my PhD this year, I'm going to say it was a thumbs down year. I want to get out of this fucking
PhD. How do you graduate?
You have to get enough work out there and then you can finally fucking defend your shit.
Enough work?
Yeah, like I have to publish 3 papers at least, but like my PI wants me to publish 4, so I'll probably end up publishing 4. So yeah, I got to publish these damn papers, all right?
Isn't that easy?
Nah, bro. It's not easy, unfortunately. You gotta get... These are peer-reviewed papers, so like to get actually published, you have to send it out to like 3 other scientists, and they have to look at it and say like, yeah, this is good shit. And they'll roast you on your shit if it's bad too, and you gotta fix all your shit.
What the hell?
Yeah, man, it's not easy out here in the damn academic streets, alright?
Fuck scientists. What have they ever done?
Hey, man, they're out here doing big things.
What the fuck have they ever done? What, did you blow up a country?
You're the one who Oppenheimer? You got a damn colonoscopy and an endoscopy.
That's a doctor.
Yeah, but those techniques are only developed by scientists.
Not true.
Doctors don't develop those techniques.
They 100% do.
No, doctors, I mean, PhDs do. Like, doctors just learn why things are bad in the body and learn how to treat people who have those conditions. They're not technicians. They're not engineers. They don't develop these modalities to investigate and probe your body.
Well, they find out the stuff, and then they tell the scientists, like, hey, we need to figure out this.
True, but then the scientists figure out how to do that and do that for them so that
they can use
it.
Listen, fuck scientists.
Nah, man, don't fuck scientists, all right? Unless you're actually, like, you know, a science hater, like a flat earther.
Yeah, I'm a flat earther.
No, man, don't be a flat earther, all right?
I'm a flat birther.
What does that even mean?
Stillborn.
Stillborn? What? That's so dark, man. All right, well, we're done. Oh, man, I feel so bad about what I said. Here, I'm going to say this. I'm sorry to all those people.